Flames Talk is live on Calgary's hockey station, Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
It's Flames Talk on a Wednesday, December 11th. Steinberg and Vickers along with you. This portion of Flames Talk, the sports drive, brought to you by Calgary Lock and Safe. This Christmas, give the gift of security with smart locks and safes. Visit CalgaryLockAndSafe.com. Pat Steinberg, Aaron Vickers of NHL.com. And Vix, when Team Canada's selection camp roster was initially unveiled, it was lacking a lot of pretty big names. I mean, just two off the top of my head that weren't on the initial list. Beckett Senecky, who is now on the list. He's going as an injury replacement, former first-round pick from the 2024 draft, and Flames ninth overall selection in 2024. Zane Parekh was not initially named to the selection camp roster. Selection camp is now underway in Ottawa for the upcoming World Junior Hockey Championships later this winter in our nation's capital. But again, injury to Calgary product Harrison Brunicki, and they invite Zane Parekh as their next guy up on that list. So he is at World Junior Selection Camp. But there were a lot of significant names left off that list, weren't there?
Yeah, to further to your point, TJ Ginla, who was the sixth overall pick by Utah in June, not named to the team. Now he's undergoing hip surgery, so there might have been a little bit of advanced intel on that front. But even Calgary Hitmen defenseman Carter Yakimchuk, who almost started the season with the Ottawa Senators, not on that list as well. So injury breeds opportunity, and Zane Parekh has an opportunity now to showcase himself to the very people that didn't initially name him. So you can understand how important a showcase for him in selection camp is going
to
be.
Yeah, something to prove is the theme of Zane Parekh as he goes to World Junior Selection Camp. It's Wednesday, December 11th. Had a chance to chat with Zane a little earlier on this Wednesday from Ottawa. Now, he was supposed to be on the ice Tuesday, supposed to be a quick flight into Ottawa and then getting right going playing, but all of a sudden some fog at Ottawa International, and next thing you know, little bit of a delay. That's where Zane Parekh and I started. He joined us, joined me a little earlier on Wednesday on the Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar guest hotline. Something to prove, a late arrival into Ottawa, and a whole lot more.
Yeah, we had a 2 o'clock flight, got to the airport around 12, and then I guess there was some fog after we boarded the plane, and then I guess there was some fog down in Ottawa, and they weren't able to land, so we just deboarded, and they ended up rescheduling our flight for 6 o'clock, and we were talking about taking the bus or and all sorts of things, and we figured we might as well just wait for the next flight. So there were probably a group of 10 of us, and we kind of just chilled out, and then the flight got pushed back again, so like 8:15, and then we got on the plane, and then we didn't take off till probably like 9:30, and then ended up in Ottawa last night around 10:30.
Jeez. And then on the ice today on Wednesday, hey?
Yeah, on the ice. Today was good. It was kind of light. We have another skate tonight, and I think it's just like a controlled scrimmage.
Okay. So how did it feel? I know you missed the first day, but how did it feel to be out there? How did it feel to be out there and getting ready to try to make Team Canada?
Yeah, no, I felt really good on the ice. I didn't feel amazing in terms of the way my body was feeling, but anytime you're skating with the best on best from Canada, it's fun, and it's real competitive out there.
You know a bunch of these guys pretty well, and you've been to different camps and stuff in the past, but just give us a thought on the rest of this group, and I know you got some time with them as you were waiting to get on the plane yesterday as well.
Yeah, no, it's a good group, pretty tight group, because a lot of us know each other, and then from Southern Camp, obviously, we skated with each other there, and it's a really good group of guys and a lot of talent here, and it's going to be tough to crack this team.
Let's get into that, because I know that the initial decision where you were not on that roster was a bit of a shock and a bit of a surprise. I guess just take us through the last couple of weeks and how it's gone for you, Zane, and from the initial disappointment to then getting a call a couple days later that you will be going to selection camp. You've had a little bit more time to digest it now. How would you kind of describe the last couple of weeks for you?
Yeah, it's been a weird couple of weeks. I was pretty devastated finding out that, I didn't end up making the camp roster, and, I thought I deserved to be at camp at least. And, I'm glad I got a second look, and, it's unfortunate that it happened through injury, and, I hope the kid that ended up getting injured is feeling all right. And, they gave me a second chance, and I got a second crack at it, and it's a quick camp, but I'm going to try and take full advantage of it.
Can you take us through some of the conversations after getting that call? It was Dave Cameron, I believe, the head coach of Team Canada, who gave you a call. What's that call like when you hear from him?
Yeah, no, it was a pretty quick call. It was probably 1 or 2 minutes, and he just told me, I'm getting a second chance, and I'm going to go there, and he told me to prove a lot of people wrong, and at the end of the day, it doesn't matter that I was one of the last he invited, but there's not a single guy that's still, not a single guy that's already on the team, and everyone's still got to compete for a spot. So that's the way I'm kind of looking at it, and I'm still pretty confident in my game and what I'm capable of.
And I know I was reading the conversation you had with Wes Gilbertson here in Calgary as well, and you talked about speaking with Ray Edwards, director of development as well. What was that chat like with Ray?
I talked to him after I wasn't invited, and he was pretty disappointed for me, and I could hear it in his voice that he was pretty upset too, and I ended up calling him, and we chatted, and he kind of just kind of asked me how my schedule looked like, but he was super happy for me, obviously. And, he's a guy that's been in my corner all year, and, he's helping me develop my game, and, I think he's super happy for me too.
We're chatting with Flames first-round pick Zane Parekh. He's at World Junior Selection Camp ahead of the World Junior Hockey Championships later on this winter. When you get that call from Dave Cameron, like, you talk about how disappointed and frustrated you were about not being on that initial list, but does it go instantly almost from that disappointment to excitement? I'm curious as to how quickly the switch flips in your brain there.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it was a couple of days after I found that I wasn't going, and, I was kind of content with how things happened, and, really motivated, and, kind of excited to try and prove a lot of these people wrong. And, when Dave called me, it was a little bit of a bittersweet feeling, but, at the end of the day, I got the chance to represent my country, and there's, no better opportunity than that. So to, get a second look at it was pretty nice to hear, and felt really good a couple hours after.
Zane, I wonder if the experience at your first NHL training camp, where there were some ups and downs, and I know that you spoke with us after being sent to the Saginaw Spirit. You talked to us about how, hey, you didn't play your game, and the next time you come to an NHL camp, you know what to expect and know what you need to bring. But was there even some lessons you took from that mentally that you were able to apply to this experience?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think just competing, I think it's obviously not as talented as a group of NHLers, but, it's something similar in a sense where you're competing against guys to try and make the team. And, I feel like it's good that I went through that in the summertime, and, hopefully I could take some of those lessons I learned and apply them here.
You have mentioned, and I know that it's one thing that is very much on your mind, the whole idea of proving some people wrong. Is there a danger of that kind of taking over the mindset and maybe getting away from what you need to do? How do you strike that balance?
No, I think it's the best way to look at it, because it keeps me motivated and keeps me hungry. And, I think I know what I need to do at this camp. And, although it's a pretty short camp, I got to turn some minds quick. And, obviously that's not an easy thing to do, but I'm looking forward to that challenge. And I don't think it's a bad mindset to go in with, because, I think it keeps me hungry and keeps me really competitive.
Zane, how do you think you can help this Team Canada, or what do you think you can bring to this Team Canada squad?
Yeah, I think it just a lot of offense from the back end, and you know, I feel like I've played in a lot of big games, so that experience can help too. And you know, playing on the Memorial Cup stage, I kind of know what it's like to be a part of these, I guess, short tournaments. And you know, I think I'm a pretty smart, dynamic kid that could help this team win.
Just a couple more with Zane Parekh, first round pick of the Flames. How have you felt about your overall season in the OHL? How have things gone for you in Saginaw in your mind?
Yeah, I think things started pretty slow for me, and you know, I was getting pretty frustrated with myself, and you know, I think some of the time or not having time off this summer kind of lingered in my body, and you know, I wasn't feeling great, all that great, and I'm still not, but. You know, the last 10 games, I felt pretty good about my game, and I think it's trending in the right direction.
When you talk about getting frustrated with yourself, do you have to kind of give yourself some grace, knowing what the last year or so has been like? I'm curious as to that mental battle.
No, I don't think I can. I think I can't feel sorry for myself, and, you know, I got to continue to push myself. So, you know, I'll get some time off and 4 or 5 months here, and once the season's done. But
yeah,
until then, I got to keep working. And you know, I think I've added a lot of muscle to my body. So, you know, hopefully that prepares me for my next camp.
Okay, last one. What does, in terms of what you know now that you're there, you're in Ottawa, you're at selection camp, what does the next few days look like? What does selection camp look like for you? What are you kind of preparing yourself for here?
Yeah, we have a scrimmage tonight, controlled scrimmage, so it'll be some 5-on-5, 4-on-4, and then from there, I think we play 2 games against the esports team, so, you know, on Friday, they got to cut down the roster, so there's not a lot of time to impress, so got to take advantage of the few chances I do get to try and change a couple minds and, you know, just kind of compete every time and get pretty focused for the next couple days here.
Hey, Zane, really appreciate the time here, and more importantly, good luck as this tournament goes along. Thanks so much for doing this today, hey?
No worries, Pat. No worries.
Zane Parekh joining us a little earlier on this Wednesday from World Junior Selection Camp. He joined us on the Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar guest hotline using the same secret recipe since 1975 at 6060 Memorial Drive Northeast. Enjoying the game at home? Call for pickup or delivery at 403-248-3344. And I really like the attitude, especially right there near the end where, you know, I asked him about, is there a danger of coming to a camp like this and, you know, coming with that chip on your shoulder and coming with something to prove and maybe that making it so that you don't focus on what you need to do enough or it gets you, you know, you're too amped up or whatever the case. And he said, no, that's the way you need to come. You need to come with that chip on your shoulder. It's the best way to, you know, kind of change some minds for Hockey Canada. I just, from the very first time he sat down with us on the draft floor at Sphere Vegas, yeah. There's just, and I know that his first training camp didn't go according to plan for him, but there is a presence about that guy
Swagger.
When he sits down, but it's like, not like
cockiness.
Yeah,
it's confidence.
It is a little cocky, but like in a good way. Like, I think you have to have a certain confidence in oneself and a certain swagger in oneself to be able to be a successful pro athlete. I don't think, people with low self-confidence like me, even if they had the great athletic ability, probably not going to make it, right? I just, there's something about the way Zane goes about his business that just gives you an idea, like, yeah, and they got a special player. They got a special personality. They got a guy who is sure of himself, but also wants to get better and wants to, you know, wants to impress and wants to make sure that he is answering the bell for the team that he's playing on. He talked about being frustrated at himself for not being able to be at the level he wants to be and how he's not giving himself any grace and all that type of stuff. I just always have appreciated the honesty, the forthrightness, and the confidence the guy shows. I still, even though he didn't make the team out of camp, I still think they've got a real special player as their number one prospect right now.
Yeah, and he alluded to, well, he didn't allude to it, he said to it, he didn't have a lot of time this summer to focus on development right from the end of last season. I mean, like,
you asked
into
him that question at I remember in Penticton in one of the post games, you asked him that same question.
Yeah, I mean, he had OHL playoffs, then Memorial Cup, then you had a sprint over to the draft, and then right from the draft, you're going to Flames development camp. You get less than two, you had about a month and a half of actual in gym time. We're not even talking about recovery time at all from the end of the season.
His recovery
up into this
time
point
was like taking a bunch of flights.
Yeah. And then right into rookie camp with the Flames, right into the Penticton tournament, into main camp, and so on and so forth. So, yeah, you can understand that he hasn't necessarily had the development time, the pure X's and O's time, the pure gym time, although he has bulked up a little bit over last season to really refine, hone in his game, and work on the areas that he wants to, and didn't get off to the start with Saginaw that he had hoped, and got left off of Canada's junior team selection camp roster. Gets in by way of an injury replacement, and he doesn't have a lot of time. Missed the first on-ice. Like, what else could go wrong?
Nothing's really going right
there. Missed the first on-ice session. He's currently playing in a red-white game, so his first official sort of camp act is a controlled scrimmage, as you heard there. Couple of games.
Also did get on the ice on Wednesday morning as well.
Yeah, well, your pregame. It's not going to be a full-on sort of evaluation practice. But you don't have a lot of time to change the minds of the guys that left you off initially. So, yeah, you've got to have that chip on your shoulder. Normally, I'd caution about playing within your own game. But Perek's game and playing within your own game is as dynamic as it gets at this level. So you don't have to necessarily worry about that. Just make sure you're using that chip on your shoulder in a positive manner.
The way that he improved throughout that Young Stars Classic in the three games he played.
He learned a lot.
Tipton.
That was a crash course.
And even the way he improved throughout his time in the NHL preseason. I mean, I think this guy's a quick study. And he
graduated high school at 16.
Yes,
so
he did. And just easy to talk to.
Yeah.
And you can tell processes everything at a very high level. I guess what I would say is not writing him off to be on Team Canada when it's all said and done, even though he does enter kind of behind the eight ball or doesn't have the same leg up that some of the guys that did get the initial invite do. I think I think with the attitude he goes in with and the skill set that he possesses, and there's a real chance. I even liked what he talked about when, you know, he was discussing being left off the team by director of development or with the conversation he had with director of player development, Ray Edwards. And I think a guy that has always been very confident in his game and a guy that has had things come generally pretty naturally to him throughout his career, to get a little adversity and face it the way that he's facing and now kind of adding to the natural skill set and the God-given ability and for the first time adding that little bit of FU mentality to the whole thing, I don't think there's anything wrong with that from a Zane Parekh standpoint.
Well, I think one of the most important points for his development is that self-awareness that he has. So it can go swimmingly for you through your draft year or through junior. You might not even see any of this adversity. And then you hit a spot where you finally have some and you're not able to accurately reflect and look inside your own game to see what you need to fix. It happens to a lot of high-end draft picks, a lot of high-end 18, 19, 20-year-old players that once you do hit, you don't know what you need to do. And you might have a development coach or a head coach tell you what you need to fix, but you can't accurately look within your own game to identify it and see it the same way. So you're not necessarily fully on board. I don't get the sense whatsoever that this is going to be a problem with Zane Parekh.
So they'll start making cuts here in the next little bit, and they'll start making decisions for Friday. The World Junior Hockey Championship starts later on this month in Ottawa, wraps up on January 5th as Canada tries to get back to their gold medal winning ways and dethrone the defending champion, United States. As we start to wrap things up, this portion of Flames Talk, Aaron Vickers on Twitter at AA Vickers, Cam Shan, Connor, our producers this hour, as well. And the Sports Drive, as always, brought to you by Calgary Lock and Safe. This Christmas, give the gift of security with smart locks and safes. Visit calgarylockandsafe.com.